You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Governor Cuomo all but ignored his primary opponent during a campaign rally on Monday in Syracuse and instead continued to rail against the Trump administration. It was part of a final swing across upstate New York ahead of Thursday's primary against actress and activist Cynthia Nixon. Cuomo addressed a friendly crowd of supporters at the Ironworkers Local 60 Union Hall.
If I have to pick, I'm going to support the middle class because they're the ones who are getting squeezed. And yes, I'm 100% pro-labor because they built the middle class and they protect the middle class.
When the Supreme Court recently threatened organized labor's ability to organize and collectively bargain, Governor Cuomo stepped up and he said, not in New York. We don't go backwards, not one inch.
That's Anne-Marie Talercio, president of the Central New York Area Labor Federation. She praised Cuomo for making the region a priority.
And the results can be seen across the region, from creating good-paying jobs to protecting and fighting for union labor, to revitalizing Syracuse's infrastructure.
For his part, Cuomo didn't discuss any current issues facing New York State or what's on his agenda if reelected. Instead, he contrasted a number of his accomplishments on immigration, women's rights, and taxes to what he called the Trump administration's narrow, insular, and bigoted approach. Cuomo told the crowd he's the one best suited to take on the president and the GOP on behalf of New York.
Let's stand in unity. Let's fight back. Let's show him that his nonsense doesn't sell here. Let's show the Trump mini-me's that New York is not going to take it. We are united.
Numbers from a recent Siena College poll show Cuomo ahead of Cynthia Nixon by a commanding 41 points. Nixon told NPR's All Things Considered that progressive candidates such as herself are routinely underestimated in the lead-up to Election Day. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.